1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. How did each candidate do in last night's presidential debate? ABC News political director Rick Klein says there are some numbers out about how people felt.
CNN did a poll of people that watched the debate last night, and it wasn't even close. 67%, a 2-to-1 margin. They saw that Donald Trump as the winner of the debate, although we should note about 80% of respondents said it had no impact on their vote.
A lot of analysis and everyday viewers say that Donald Trump repeated a long list of falsehoods, while Joe Biden stumbled through the evening with a raspy voice. This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court will deliver more rulings from cases heard this term, yet to be decided whether Trump and other presidents should have absolute immunity from any actions taken while in office. 5 months after a grand jury was seated in Uvalde, Texas, it has returned criminal indictments against former police chief Pete Arredondo and one of his officers, stemming from their response to the mass shooting in 2022 that left 19 fourth graders and two teachers dead. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of Wisconsin state prison inmates could get a chance to air their complaints and concerns at a public hearing of the State Assembly Corrections Committee. Representative Michael Schraw chairs the panel. He says lawmakers need to learn more about the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the fatal attack on a Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites not so much.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke to a standing room only crowd at the Plumbers and Steam Fitters UA Local 400 in Kokana last night for a progressive rally encouraging voters to re-elect President Joe Biden.
So if you are a working class person, if you are a trade unionist, I think the choice is quite clear. Either vote for the strongest pro-union president in the history of this country, or an anti-union president.
Sanders called this election a pivotal moment in the history of the United States. 4th of July travel is expected to set new records according to the AAA. They predict about 1.5 million Wisconsinites will travel during the week of Independence Day. The best times to hit the road will be Tuesday after 1 p.m., Wednesday and Thursday before noon, and Friday and Saturday before 10 a.m. The worst times to travel? Between 2 and 6 most days. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks add a big man to the roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks had plenty of offers to give up their spot in the second round of the NBA draft, but GM John Horst went ahead and picked 19-year-old Tyler Smith of Houston, a 6'11 forward who spent the past year competing in the G League.
I mean, during the first 5 games, we played overseas teams, so I mean, that was kind of hard. They're super aggressive, so I feel like that helped me by the time we played our first G League game. I had 22 points in my first G League game, so I mean, I feel like that prepared me.
Football, a federal jury has found the NFL overcharged TV customers for the Sunday ticket package and has ordered the league to pay a settlement of nearly $4 billion. The league will appeal. Baseball, Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. Pat Murphy asked about fans' reaction to roster changes.
The backup shortstop, backup third base.
Right? I think our fans, don't run down our fans. You know, I don't think that's fair.
I'm just telling you what I see on Twitter all the time.
All right, well, I don't look at Twizzler. Anyway.
Twizzler, that's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm by late this afternoon. Our high 76. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 68. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high of 84. On Sunday, sunshine with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls. Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Matt Mayer on air.
It is Wisconsin. We need to have some kind of presidential debate drinking game. What is the cue?
Is it rigged? Is it?
Come on, man. Malarkey, though.
I think
malarkey is like a 5-point word.
Yeah, that's the one ring to rule them all. That is the one you want to get. I feel like he will switch some voters if he does malarkey because it's just so darn charming.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we take a look back at the presidential debate. Also bring you an update on EVs, what it means for Pete Buttigieg, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back. This is a fun part of our week. With all the hours that we have, this is one of my favorites. The Weekend What's Up? With Christy and Dennis. Dennis, how are you doing, man? I haven't seen you in a while.
I'm groovy, bro.
You guys
how
start
are
working
you?
Harder.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
So, Dennis, of course, the award from the award-winning glam band, not the only award-winning glam band, but the
vocalist of the year?
Of the year in Wisconsin. Where were you last night?
Well, I was paying my dues. See, I had to pay a lot of people to get that award. So
okay. Yeah. The payback is hell.
Where did you play?
We played at the Outagamie County Fair.
Nice.
Seymour.
I saw George Thorogood there one time.
I believe it.
Yeah. How was it?
He
was
he's great that in his day, George Thorogood was, and he was one of those guys who would play anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was cool and he would rock. It was fun. They've got a history though for having really great entertainment.
They have over the years. Yeah. And then they put us in there.
Yeah, I know. Well, somebody must have canceled, huh?
Yeah. Well, they did have tractor pulls last night, which is nice.
Although, yes. You know, in Madison, or Milwaukee, no. it's John Fogerty is the headliner and George Thorogood is like the opening.
Oh, sure.
Those are two people that I would just love to see.
Oh, without a doubt. They're a blast.
And tonight? Yeah. Where are you tonight?
We are supposed to be at Reidsville for the fire department fundraiser in Reidsville.
Why supposed to? You worried about the weather?
A little bit.
We were going to go to the stadium view. Ed and I were. And then I texted you, and then I found out the rain got canceled. Yeah. But we were going to come.
That would have been our fourth year in a row getting rained on there.
Oh, really? Stadium
I didn't say rained out, but that would have been our fourth year in a row if we would have done that.
Is there a danger with all the electronics you guys have?
Sure.
That hair, I mean, that could go up in flames.
That could go up, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the deal?
Keep flammables away, will you? Please.
Who calls that? You or the promoter, or what? Do you say, look, we're not going to play in this?
I was going to see our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Wow, careful here.
Yeah, come on.
Brother's a priest.
It's usually the event organizer or person in charge on site. We called it last week just because the weather was what it was.
Yeah. Right. So again, far be it for me to complain, but we have the City Band concert that plays right across the street from my house at St. James Park every Wednesday.
It's a beautiful area.
It is. And it's with the band shell.
Yeah.
And we pay them $3,000 a night to play there. Taxpayer money.
Okay.
That's you and me and Johnny. Our taxes go to pay them. The deal is...
I'm not in that equation?
If it's... Yeah, you pay a lot of taxes.
I'm a dog named Boo.
I want to make a point that it's not all this ARPA...
The Hollies?
Sorry.
Who was that?
Poco,
that's right. Poco. Lobo.
I was way off.
Me and you and a dog named Boo.
Sorry.
Traveling and we're living off the land.
The mayor 1969. The mayor has the floor.
No, I don't. I just, this
go
happens
ahead, Jim,
all the time.
Sorry.
I'll have the floor next week.
So, that shell is, how old is that shell, by the way? It's been there for a while.
Well, the shell is, the band has been, it's the longest continuous playing municipal band in the United States.
Oh, my goodness.
Very cool. Over 100 years. However,
wow.
And I did contracts with these guys. If it's inclement weather, they play the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday.
Oh, very nice.
And, okay. But if they play, they get paid. Uh-huh. So last Wednesday, it was raining, and you look on the thing, 100% rain.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was this little break where it drizzled, and they played. Took their money and left. And then the next day it was beautiful. So I think you should call it for the, when you become more important than the audience, I think you're in trouble.
That's fair. That's fair. Although we do say guys don't always wear makeup, so.
Whatever.
And then on the third, though, you guys have a big event in Manitowoc, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the biggest.
Yeah, the celebration they have downtown is amazing. You know, with Brennan Seehafer and the whole group everywhere downtown, Aspire, Realty and the whole group, that there's so many sponsors and that throw that together. That's just a beautiful community.
That community comes together. People.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. 20,000. We had over 20,000 there last year.
Is that your biggest crowd?
No. No. It's we've had some
Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest downtown Appleton.
That's
crazy.
Oh, that's
it's like miles.
You ever see pictures of that?
Yes. It's
I've
miles.
Been on stage introducing bands.
Sure.
And that, literally as far as you can see.
Oh yeah.
It is people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's last year there was well over 200,000 at that.
Yeah, that Mile of Music
The same same area. Yeah,
I got a really big laugh at one time when I was doing the thing. But Katie, my partner from you know the old radio station,
sure,
got really mad at me. Her and I were.
Why would she do that?
I know. Her and I were doing a introduction. I forget who the band was, and I said, "Hey, folks, I know a lot of you people have been." Oh no, this was at Rock USA, and I said, "No, a lot of people are camping here and everything." And I know you probably heard the disturbance in the camping ground at like 3:30 this morning. I want you to know everything okay. And I know you heard somebody screaming and crying and yelling and pounding on the door and just screaming bloody murder, and it woke everybody up. So Katie finally got up and let the guy out.
That's sassy.
Wow.
But anyway. So, Dennis, I got to do one thing before we introduce your WhatsApp segment. What's I want to see what gifts you brought us.
Oh, sure.
All right.
I didn't make it for your for the 1 year, so I just wanted
Oh, this is our happy anniversary.
I wanted to show my depreciation for you guys.
Well, and who wrapped this? Because I some tells
you
me you
I didn't
did.
Let it?
No, I don't. No. I don't.
This is incredible.
So it was your...
I got to say, I did not do that.
Remember what he did for us at Christmas?
I wrapped the bottles of wine, as you can see.
Yeah.
Amanda, grab a bottle.
And thanks for the wine.
Thank you for the wine.
Yes, thanks.
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
Right? Actually, I really brought some.
There you go. I saw that.
What kind of cheese is it? That's like delicious.
Finlandia? Is that how you say it?
Finlandia.
Like
Asiago.
Yeah, Asiago cheese.
If I ever this had a boy, I'd really name him Asiago.
Make me a work for it, John.
Speaking of rappers, Neo's here in a little while.
Yay!
This is great for radio.
Radio.
Like when
Milton,
okay. when Milton did the forecast, that was great too.
All right. Ready to ship there. It's ready to ship.
Okay, I need a knife. Who's got a knife? Why do you use
a pen? I don't have a pen. I have some lip gloss.
Yeah, lip gloss.
Lip gloss will cut anything. Cheapers.
All right. You have a... This is very thoughtful.
Yeah, there you go.
My, what is it? I broke... My cup.
A new Harvard mug.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will use this every day.
I had to get something a little bit bigger for you because I saw it. You know.
Are you listening, Ben Chan?
That is awfully nice of you.
I didn't want you to have the average everyday mug and get confused with the rest of them.
Were you here when I broke
it? That's the real one, the Harvard Community College branch.
That's it. I still picture when it cleared the table, I was going like, no.
Oh, I know.
Slow motion.
It's still happening in slow motion in my head to this day.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
The first time we had Ben Chan on, he purposely went and got his Harvard mug.
I did.
So he looked smart.
I did. I wanted to think because he would have never deducted that on his own. So I had to
say, you are what you think.
I
as they say up
north. We all still lost really,
so
really bad.
It's mind-boggling. Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, it's
look at this.
So everybody that's listening, this is
thank you. This is very kind of you and your wife, I should say.
Oh, sure.
Jim, they're the bestest.
That mug has got to be probably a 16 ounce. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't get out to drink very often.
Yes, I will use that.
John, that's like me opening a gift. No, but
tell you something. Where'd you find that? The picture.
The picture?
Yeah.
At one of my favorite antique stores in Door County.
Okay, because believe it or not, we found when I put that museum together at the Veterans Organization. Look at this.
Yeah.
That I was doing. And we had a World War One. Our theme was World War One.
There it is.
And somebody donated this exact picture.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow,
and we're
cool.
Like, where in the world did you find that from?
That's legit copyrighted 1917.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that we had this in the museum? This
no
exact
kidding.
Picture.
Wow.
That
we had
so
an
thoughtful.
World War One uniform and the hat and the whole thing. Thank you so much.
That's yours.
It's a World War One veteran going off saying goodbye to his loved one.
Tell me that dog doesn't know what's going on.
Yep, that is beautiful. Thank you so much. We had the exact uniform. Somebody donated the exact uniform that looked just like that.
Yeah,
that is so incredibly thoughtful.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
So, we're so lucky to have you.
And everybody else on the round here has got some wine and things of that nature going on. So
all
just
for celebration, the one-year anniversary. We wouldn't have made it without you and Christy. So, yeah, thank you for being part of
it. Thanks for having us.
We would have made it, but you guys made it better.
Put it that way.
Thank you for that. It's got to be the lip gloss in the building here. That's what's going on.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're very welcome. Thank you. When I saw that, it's like, oh, yeah, I had to do that.
I love it.
Harvard. Harvard University. Yes. Yes. Lovely. Splendid.
Learn something.
Yeah.
All right. So, Christy, what's going on?
So, it is supposed to rain tonight. So, we'll see. But no matter what, they are still going to do Fridays on the Fox. And tonight, it's Brass Differential. And this is free. This is right at Hagemeister's at 301 North Washington. And it's from 6 to 9 p.m. But yeah, if it starts raining, they're going to announce where the other
location. But also, the Army Band is going to be playing, too, right after them. Yeah.
Yep. Right on. So yeah, you can, you know, get groovy, live music, food, drinks, and if there is a sunset, they're always so beautiful. Yeah. But yeah, so that'll be fun, and you can bring your own chairs, too. It gets packed out there.
Oh, man. I tried seeing dueling pianos, and it's like,
Love the dueling pianos.
I was thinking about bringing somebody else's chairs.
Yeah.
Just teasing. Just checking on you. It's Friday. Just checking.
And then, like I said, Saturday at the Waterfront Market right here in the Sea Deck Landing, we're going to have a meet and greet with Ed the Diver. He's going to bring that Angry Angler case with all the lures and stuff like that.
Ed the Diver? I know him.
Ed the Diver.
I know him.
Yes. So from 12 to 3, and we'll do some magnet fishing out back, too.
Who did a big article on you guys? Thank you.
That's when we were in Oshkosh in Nina. It was like,
their local paper?
Oshkosh Herald.
That's a big spread.
Yeah.
That's a cool picture.
It's his favorite song, Magnet and Steel by Walter Egan.
Nobody else would know that song.
We got to find that song.
Todd would know that song.
Magnet and Steel from Walter Egan. That's a beauty.
He knew already.
He's like, I got this. I'm on it.
Yeah, and then obviously the farmer's market is Saturday right here on Washington. That's always phenomenal. I love that one. And then also on Sunday, the Levitt Green Bay Music Series, that's presented by On Broadway. That's at Light Memorial Park. That's also free. That is from 4 to 6:30. And playing there is, that would be Cat in the Hurricane. And the opener is Allison Mahal. I hope I said that right.
That is a great event.
You can hear that music from way over here.
And they've got food trucks, and that is a fun event. And I know that was sponsored by...
It says on Broadway.
You know, they applied for a grant.
Okay.
And to bring the community together, and it's for everyone and anyone. And that was great last Sunday, too. And the weather's going to be really good this Sunday. So I just...
saying.
Jim, you would know, can the Heights ever have a backdoor patio to play music? The Heights, Pub and Parlor, my favorite place.
Well, I don't know that. That's up on inspection.
Oh.
I don't know why not.
I think that'd be fabulous.
Yes. I don't have that authority anymore, Christy. I am just...
I like to pretend, so do I.
You will respect my authority.
Anyway, tonight, I hope the weather goes through, but I think we got a great weekend coming up.
But yeah, check out downtown Green Bay. Ed?
Oh, I remember this song.
Remember those days?
But I didn't know that was the name of this song.
At the roller rink back in the day?
Well, we didn't have a roller rink, but...
Okay.
You did? Not Nagani.
Come on.
This is my new dedication to Heather Diva and Lady Diva.
Lady Diva.
This is a great song. About 76, 77?
75, maybe.
75?
78?
78.
As Jim said, not to be confused with Lady Diva.
You should watch the video. He's wearing a satin jacket. It's beautiful.
Oh, I love it. Hey, remember the album cover? Linda Ronstadt, satin jacket, yes, knee socks, and rollerblades?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to set it. Todd's shaking his head. Oh, no. We got to set a quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Me and you in a dog named Boo.
Well played.
I remember listening to this song while I was laying in bed with the mumps.
Ouch.
Who are they?
Rough. Who are the mumps?
And you know what? It traveled down to that one. And it's like, it was not pleasant. Mumps, what can happen?
It's kind
of. I thought I might never have kids because of that.
I thought the welding accident.
Well, that too. That didn't
help. I never had kids due to natural selection, but that's another thing.
No.
That's a whole other story.
What's wrong with you?
Are you my daddy?
No, it did not happen to me. I tell you what. Todd's on a roll today. We should call you.
Todd's amazing.
We should call you Butter.
Todd is unbelievable.
Smooth like butter.
What else you got there, buddy?
You can put butter in your Harvard coffee cup there. That's
there you go.
Todd went and built. Todd went and got me coffee.
I saw that. Isn't that
great? And he is the best.
Aww.
And it is.
Yeah, sincerely, thank you. And we're he's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. We know that. And we have our boss coming on after Friday's. We have a meeting with her, so we gotta get that raise for Todd.
Amen to that.
Oh, he deserves it.
It's not easy maintaining that beard. Look at that.
Oh, I mean, that's awesome.
The beard and these two cats.
So
anyway, all right, what's up, Dennis?
Well, we've got lots of things happening, and as you can imagine, it's summertime. There's food trucks everywhere. Shattuck Park and Nina, Oshkosh Main Street everywhere. I can keep on going. And Skyline Comedy Club, Scott Cease is in town. He's in the movie Cocaine Bear. If you ever seen it, I don't recommend it. But anyway, it's dumb.
Cocaine Bear. I saw part of that. That was why is that a movie?
Oh yeah, that came out related. Just this past year. Yeah,
it's
right?
Like stop trying to reenact the Great Outdoors in a really bad way.
Can't do it. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Loosely based on a real thing. The bear didn't make it, by the way, in real life.
Yeah,
the bear died
from a cocaine.
He also wrote the Titanic and didn't make it. That bear in real life didn't make it.
Oh, wow.
Had a heart attack and died.
Played basketball. And...
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. This weekend in Appleton, the Wisconsin Utter Tuggers are playing.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the Timber Rattlers, the Utter Tuggers.
Is that like pig wrestling?
What is that?
It's the South Bend Cubs. They're right by the mall there, right on the highway in 41.
Beautiful stadium.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area.
Maybe the best in the entire country for minor league baseball.
The home of your class A+, if you will, Milwaukee Brewers.
Yep. Right.
And there's Jacob Mizorowski, Utter Tuggers bobblehead, tonight.
Nice.
Followed by post-game fireworks, weather permitting.
We're just kind of mumbling.
Oh, and by the way, Sunday is Bark in the Park.
That's
so,
fun.
Yeah, that's a 1:10 start. That's Bark in the Park. Bring your dogs and whatnot, and bring your bags and your little bitty shovels, you know. Be nice. Be kind.
Right.
Bring your dogs, though. And what else is cooking there? Oh, they have a cereal bowl giveaway on Saturday.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's great. What's the nutritionist have to say about that?
I still think one of the cool things they do at the Tarleton is they free
cereal.
Event on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
All the different types of cereal come in, and they nothing but cartoons on the big screen.
That's
right.
Cool.
I love that. Tarl told me about that. Yeah. I got to check
what
that out.
What a great idea.
Cocoa Puffs. And yeah, that's
cool. It's all free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
I know adults that go to that.
Yeah. Wow.
Is it you go?
I don't, but I used to love cartoons when I was a kid.
Oh, no, I'm sure.
Can you imagine the comic, having the paper, you know, the newspaper comics and stuff like that at the same time? That'd be cool.
I'm so old, I remember to go to the movies, and they would show the comics before the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
it was
cool.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Especially what he did with those pianos, the painted pianos all over the downtown. That's so incredible.
Yeah, those are cool.
Right?
And there's one right out back here.
Yeah.
Outside the bike store.
Walter, he wants to play now.
Oh, good.
Time he goes by it, he's playing
That's
nonstop.
Awesome.
Get him started.
And he's good.
Well, this weekend, the Outagamie County Fair continues. They're celebrating 140 years. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
140 years. And our friends from Take Two Acoustic are playing there tonight in the band Avenue 55. That's their fully plugged in group. Mm-hmm. They're playing there tonight. And Saturday night, again, I should say weather permitting, Nashville Pipeline is playing on Saturday. By the way, and followed by fireworks and what have you.
They're hugely popular.
They played on Washington Street last year.
Yep.
That band's been around forever.
Yep.
Block Party.
Forever.
Yep.
Farm markets are everywhere this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, in Appleton and in Neenah and Oshkosh. Saturdays downtown in Appleton, I believe Shattuck Park in Neenah. I'm just kind of whipping through things as fast as we can
because
there's so much to whip out through here. And I maybe should have rephrased that. Moving right along.
You ladies mind if I whip this out?
Yes.
What movie? Blazing Saddles.
Oh, I kept thinking of Porky's too. There's another thing in there too. Why do they call you meat? Never mind.
Yeah.
The downtown Oshkosh Farmers Market is actually on Main Street.
Yep.
See, I forgot my glasses in my rush.
I was going to say something.
Yeah, do you see me struggling? Do you see me struggling?
I have. You're moving at different distances away back and forth.
Oh, and I have a printer on the fridge.
I would loan you mine, but I've only got one.
Putting
handle.
On the fridge.
Look how small the font is, though.
Thanks for noticing. Thanks for noticing how small my font is.
It's like microscopic. I can't even read that. I just got my new
lens. Thanks a lot, Christy.
Sorry. Shut our mic off like usual.
So the farmer's market runs, by the way, started June 1st and runs all the way through October 26th.
Yes.
It's great.
Weekend, so,
and when's the best time to get pumpkins, Jim? Remember that last year?
October.
No, I don't remember.
Remember what he said?
No.
To get pumpkins.
Oh, farmer's at the end.
Yeah.
They didn't want to take them back. That's true. I did say that.
And by the way, you know, there's also there's farmer's a farmer's market like over in
military.
No. I know, but Howard. We had the gentleman on from Howard's Commons.
Okay. Yeah.
And Monday nights.
But they are desperately looking for more produce people.
Really? Get the word out for that.
Yes. Yeah. Word out there really, because people are always looking for produce, and they just don't have enough produce vendors.
Howard Commons is an awesome little area there.
Isn't it, though?
Really, beautiful. Yeah,
spectacular. Saying from a guy from who lives in Appletown, so just saying. Another neat thing, too, is Oshkosh, downtown, they have the old school movie theater, the Time Community Theater. Mm-hmm. They have old movies all the time. Tonight, I believe, is today's 28th. Yeah. They have Creature from a Haunted Sea.
Oh, jeez.
It's from 1961. That's playing tonight. And tomorrow night is Jaws.
Jaws.
Oh. Yeah. Aww. That's at 445 North Main Street, and it's no cost to get in. It's free.
I would love that.
We were just talking about that yesterday, and but it's like the anniversary of Jaws. And from that era, there were two movies that I still say are scary as hell. Jaws and The Exorcist.
Hands down.
Without a doubt. So that's coming up on 50 years. There was a 1975 release, if you can believe that.
Wow.
But yeah, so if you're looking for something to do, and let's say it gets hotter later on in the summer, the Time Community Theater has free movies.
That's fantastic.
And let's see, I think doors open at 7 o'clock. Yeah, 6:30,
right.
And the show starts at 7. Movies start at 7 o'clock, so that's fantastic.
Beautiful.
Yeah, just kind of a quick run through what's happening around here.
Very nice. A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of cool stuff.
Very cool stuff.
And if they didn't take notes while we were talking, just go to the websites. There's so many things. I mean, Green Bay, even if you just go to Green Bay, Oshkosh, Neenah, Menasha, anything.com, they're going to steer you to events.
You bet. Just look under events for the city you're in.
There's no reason to sit at home this weekend. There's so much going on, and people work so hard. We talk about the volunteers that are behind the scenes on this stuff.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, you guys perform, and you're the star, but there's a lot of stuff. I just want to say there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that are going on. The food trucks, the organization, parking attendants.
And the county fair, you should see those.
How about those things?
You know, and I got to tell you, folks, over the years, fewer and fewer volunteers show up for those events.
Right.
And it's so hard for those people. They're just running around like heads with their chickens cut off. I said that right.
It's funny you'd say that because I've noticed that recently when they're talking about events that volunteers still needed.
I'm telling you, give a darn fee for your community. 140 years, for example, at the Outagamie County Fair, they're running short on people. You know, volunteer, folks.
It gets a little bit scary when you want people to volunteer for X amount of hours. And when you drag someone for 20, 30. That's like, come on. I mean, we need people to step up, and sometimes get a little packed, like before the event, and say, "Hey, look, we really need volunteers." So, look at people. You know, we had a guy on earlier today talking about living a healthy life, and one of the things is to be connected with your community, and you can do that through volunteering. And
it makes a difference.
It does.
It does.
You need a darn. It's good for the heart. That's what I always say.
Very nice. Thank you for that, ladies and gentlemen. And we got Neo coming up. Young artist, he's fantastic. We had him on here in like our second week. Wait till you hear him. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin hunters will be able to take nearly 273,000 deer and another 245,000 bonus antlerless deer this year. The Natural Resources Board set this year's quotas yesterday. Deer hunting begins in Wisconsin in September with archery season. The traditional 9-day gun season is November 23rd through December 1st. A longtime Wisconsin teacher says student loan forgiveness is having a positive effect on education. John Havlicek of La Crosse says it's made home ownership affordable for many other teachers he knows.
That's $200, $300, $400, $500 a month would be freed up for folks to spend elsewhere on something like a house.
Havlicek says new federal investments in infrastructure and clean energy are creating good paying jobs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Residents along a stretch of Highway 55 in Freedom had to be evacuated from their homes, and a section of the highway was closed down in both directions Thursday morning. The Freedom Fire Department reports that a gas leak between Ludwig Street and Teardrop Lane was the culprit. Utility crews worked to stop the leak, and they reopened the road in just over an hour. You can expect lots and lots of mosquitoes, thanks to all the rain that we've had recently. Brianna Nierlin is the highest certified, woman-certified entomologist in Wisconsin.
They're definitely worse this year. I mean, we've got so much heavy rainfall. We're a prime habitat for them anyway, because we have the woodlands, the lakes, the streams. It's definitely going to be a good year for them.
Nierlin says the best thing you can do to reduce the mosquito population is to eliminate standing water on your property. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In the summer that's seen several horror films released, the trend continues. A Quiet Place Day One is the third episode of the franchise, and despite the absence of Emily Blunt and John Krasinski, the film is reviewing very well on Rotten Tomatoes, grabbing an 86% so far. Despite the good reviews, Day One does not have much of a chance of knocking off Inside Out 2 at the box office. The sequel to Inside Out is expected to reach $1 billion faster than any animated film in history. The other highly anticipated film is Kevin Costner's Horizon, An American Saga, Chapter 1. Believe it or not, the film is even longer than the title. Horizon is a Civil War-era drama that clocks in at just over 3 hours, and that's Chapter 1, folks. Horizon is pulling a 44% on Rotten Tomatoes. Sean Penn and Dakota Johnson star in Daddy-O, which opens in limited release and is pulling a 76 on Rotten Tomatoes. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm by late this afternoon. Our high 76. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 68. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high of 84. On Sunday, sunshine with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Friday edition of The Devil's Advocates. We're bringing sexy back, and we're rehashing the debate with our pal Joseph Becky. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here with our favorite segment of the week, the City Deck Landing Music Series. And we got a great young talent coming in, and it is not Amanda.
It could be.
Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
You know, my birthday is tomorrow.
No. No. Yeah. We didn't know that.
Yeah, I know.
As a recovering gentleman, we're not going to guess your age. Remember that last episode last week?
I do. I do. Did not go well.
I'm not going to mess this up.
The top vocalist in the state of Wisconsin.
No, pressure's on.
May Serenade. We ask you to sing happy birthday to her?
I'm sweating.
The top vocalist in the state of Wisconsin.
Got to look me directly in the eyes.
Doesn't get much better than this.
Happy birthday.
Sexy person.
To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Madam President. Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Ooh, it's a way to start the morning.
Yes. I made sure I wore my skin-tight underwear for you today.
Hey, by the way, let me see your left hand.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have never seen that before, and that is very sharp.
That's an old-school ringy-dingy, don't you know?
Yeah, I've never seen you wear the ring before. Do you always wear it?
Well, I had something different, but I had a stunt double before.
Yeah, you had a black thing or something. But
I wanted to get something a little bit older. You know, this. The new school.
That's
everybody
very
wears,
classic.
Like, yeah, thank you. That's like old school.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to wear. We found something the same day we found your picture. And
the picture you gave me is amazing.
Like, that's,
you know what that reminds you of a little bit? His name was Rico. He wore a diamond.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
That is old school Copacabana. That is very, very cool.
The hottest spot north of Havana. Hey,
this is your live music today, guys.
Do you do any? Do you do any Barry Manilow?
No, I keep my clothes on. Wait, you said barely what? No. Barry Manilow?
Yeah,
no,
no, all right.
No.
Well, happy birthday, Amanda. Amanda does so many things behind the scenes for us. It's mind-boggling.
Mind bottling.
Oh, there's
Todd. Easy.
Oh, we're doing the merengue and the cha-cha.
Jeez. How can you not like this song? How can you not move when this song comes on? It's not possible.
Hey.
Her name was Laura.
Come on, give it to us.
She was a showgirl.
Hey.
With yellow feathers in her hair. And
look at Amanda getting down.
How can you not? It's the beat. It's moving.
It's fantastic.
Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters does an awesome version of this, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, you should check that out. It's awesome.
You know, I actually, the night of the, when I was with you, when I tried to give you fried cheese curds, you wouldn't eat them.
Not before the show, brother.
At the end of the street down here.
Yeah.
And I went right over to the 70s bar then.
Oh, yeah.
They play great music.
Oh, man.
I mean, songs you forgot about from the 70s.
Do they play Where the Heck is Alice?
I don't remember that one, but there's just it's like, oh, I totally forgot about that song.
Alice, yes. Alice, who the heck is Alice?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a great song.
Absolutely. Alice.
Alice, Alice, who the heck is Alice?
No.
Todd has no idea.
Well, okay.
I was waiting for a little Sylvia's Mother. Remember Sylvia's Mother?
Oh, yeah. I heard that. I actually have a CD. I was playing it yesterday while I was doing research for today.
Really?
I kid you not.
Oh, my God.
1972 AM Gold, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I like
on
that.
On Time Life Music.
Great era for music. 1972. Mm-hmm. Great era for music.
Did you go to that 70s bar? You hang out there?
I've not been.
It is great. And they've got the, not just the music and the decor, but also posters,
so cool.
Pictures, videos
so awesome.
Of what is it? The Partridge Family. What's up?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And just,
oh,
it's just,
man,
it is a place that
I got to go now.
We enjoy going there with friends.
The '70s was such a groovy
visiting.
Decade.
It
man,
was.
You know?
It was different, right? But it was just
wall to wall carpeting.
So.
You had the shag carpeting. Right. It smelled like smoke because everybody smoked.
Neil,
and I'll tell you what. I just saw somebody walk by coming back from the coffee shop here next door. And I don't know what it was, but boy, did that look delicious with the big straw coming out.
Oh, I know.
The whole thing.
They put that.
Wow, did that look
what's
good?
What's your name?
Cream on there. Yes.
Neil, good to
nice
have
to
you, brother.
You,
how
nice
are you, man?
I'm doing all right. How
good
you doing
to finally
today?
Meet you.
Yes,
Neil,
yes,
remember
yes,
me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, brother?
I'm
good
doing
to see
all right.
you.
Good
Neil,
to see you.
The blue heart, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. So, yes, sir. How y'all doing today? Y'all
hey,
doing
he's
good?
Big time. You know why I know he's big time?
Wow. He's got a posse.
He brought his management.
He did. He brought the manager.
He brought his management team.
Yeah. Dennis, for the record.
A lot changed since the last time we talked.
Yeah. Dennis, for the record, his manager was a student of mine.
No kidding.
So and he
that's
introduced me to
started.
Neo. And,
okay, that's a
and
that's
Neo a, right is on. Really good at music. Can't tell time because he's 9 minutes late. But, Neo, we're glad you're here. You were the feature at Juneteenth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I was.
I heard you last year. I didn't go this year because you played at 8:30 before the fireworks, and that's my bedtime. So, how have you been?
I've been all right, man. I've been all right. And definitely.
Were you singing? You still writing music? Tell us a little bit about.
Always, yeah. So, I'm working on this EP I want to release. Like I say, about 2 months. I'm still working on a final release date for it. But really, I just been gathering up as much content as I can. That way, I can just start just pushing it. I know when I drop, they're gonna get hungry for it. So I just want to keep feeding them, positive
and
content.
And you do that. You do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your videos.
Yeah.
You've been putting those out.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yep. I just dropped a video. I said about like 2-3 weeks ago. I just dropped a video. It's called High and Lows. So that's out right now on YouTube. So yeah, I'm working on one currently as we speak. So y'all gonna be featured in it. Yeah, definitely. Yep. Yeah.
The stuff that you put out, man, the stuff you drop has got so many different aspects. So many different things that are going through your head. You threw a lot of material out in like between 2 and 4 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
so you got a lot going on in your music, man. What's the motivation? What's it all about?
If I can jump in here, I remember from the first time that I thought really hit home to me was it's like based on his grandma's experiences.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, right from the heart. And you know that the best songs come from the heart.
He's got it right there on his shirt.
He's got it right
man.
There.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got, I'm working on a clothing brand as well. That's what I've been doing as well. I just started making these shirts. I make them myself. So I'm learning about that as well. But I'm getting ready to start pushing it out there. I got a couple of people who bought some at Juneteenth and events like that. So. Definitely, they all available. You can order them now, pre-order. I got the link in my description on my social media, all platforms.
So where do you find the inspiration for most of your music? You're talking about your grandmother and whatnot. I see a lot of stuff was, some of the stuff that I heard is really not from the grandmother, if you will. You know what I mean? It's from your experience.
From the grandmother.
Share some of that, if you will.
Definitely. Like people like my grandma and a couple people in my life that, mean a lot to me. They definitely influenced some of my music, but... When it comes down to it, I just like to think about, the things that I've been through. It's like therapy for me. So, like, at first I wanted to, I started making it for me. But after a while, like, it helped me so much. Like, every time I get in the studio, it's like therapy. So, it's like I do it for the people who can't, speak about the things they go through. It's a lot of people out here that don't know how to express what they feel, don't know how to, talk about the things that they're going through. So, I try to, encourage them, just keep going,
That's exactly where it's at. As soon as you hit the word therapy, bingo. I think that's the common denominator of music, wherever. Definitely. It doesn't matter what it is you do and what have you, man. That's what it is. It is that, without a doubt. If there's one word to put it together, that's it.
At your performances, Nico, you do get people to kind of come up pretty close to the stage and really...
I like to interact with the crowd, Definitely, like, I see a lot of people, I go based off, like, past experience and stuff like that. I like to stand out and be different. So I feel like if people come to see a performance, I'm going to give them a performance. So
that's right,
I want to engage with the crowd, interact between songs. I like to take breaks, ask the crowd how they doing, tell them make some noise, make them feel good,
You bet.
Definitely.
And that's their therapy. So everybody wins.
Good point.
Everybody wins.
So you've been performing Appleton?
Yeah, I performed Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh. Next, I'm trying to stop in Milwaukee, hometown. I got to get back home, so I'm trying to bring it back home, back south. Yeah.
Oh, so that's home.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So when did you come here?
I came here I've been up here for about like 3 years now. Yeah, so about 3 years ago, I came up here and then just started ever since.
Well, you still seem okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
You're young to get into this. How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 19. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good. 16, you started singing performing.
Yeah,
in Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay, and you played at some decent places in Green
Bay. Definitely. Yeah, I played at the Epic Event Center. That was a dope one for sure. Played there twice. So, yeah, that was a dope experience for sure. Yeah, most definitely.
So,
yeah.
What's your goal? What do you want to do?
Really, I feel like music is just a gateway to get me to where I want to be in life as far as like being my own boss, being my own businessman. I want to look into real estate in the future and things like that. So I definitely don't plan on doing this forever, but I feel like, you got to take small steps to get to the bigger one. So
that's it. World domination, things like that.
Got to start somewhere.
Sure. Definitely got to start somewhere.
So where does the guy find your music? I mean, you're everywhere.
Yeah, I'm available on YouTube. I got a YouTube channel, Official Neo Music. I got Instagram as well, official_Neo0. You know, you catch me. I'm working on getting more of my music out on Spotify, Apple Music, like that. I got a lot of people who reach out to me asking for different links and stuff like that. But everything will be in order real soon. Yes,
you're getting pretty close to 850 subscribers right now on the YouTube. I want to get you to 2,500 where you can start making some money.
Let's
do
it.
You know, on your
Let's
YouTube platform.
He's
so
definitely trying to get up
so
there.
So follow
for sure,
this
for
guy.
Sure.
Can you make money on YouTube?
You can. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Generally speaking, you have to have like at least 3 minutes. Videos at least 3 minutes long and have 2,500 subscribers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know, that type of thing. And you know, it's volume in mass, okay, you know, to get to that point.
Well, hear a little music, Nico. Neo. That's my son in law. Your name.
Neo, yes, sir.
Go ahead. Play something. We've got a couple minutes here, Todd.
Let's do it. Perform this song live. I perform this at Juneteenth as well. It's called Don't Give Up on Me. I'll be releasing this song. Yeah. Say, okay, we living in a world full of lies. You can't believe what everybody tell you, and you gon' have to fail a couple times. Just remember everything you done been through. Okay, I know it get hard, yeah, but nothing in this world gon' be easy. Just put your faith up in God, yeah. And he gon' make it better, just believe me. All you ever wanted was the truth. All you ever wanted was somebody good to you. All you ever wanted was a place to call home. Feeling weak inside, but you tryna stay strong. You got it, don't you give up on me. You got it, don't you give up on me. You got it, don't you give up on me. I say you got it, don't you give up on me. Live your life till you can't no more. You're almost there, just don't let go. The rain gon' stop and the sun gon' shine. You gotta wake up cause you're running out of time, okay? Live your life till you can't no more. You're almost there, just don't let go. The rain gon' stop and the sun gon' shine. You gotta wake up cause you're running out of time. But you got it, don't you give up on me. You got it, don't you give up on me. I say you got it, don't you give up on me. Yeah, I say you got it, don't you give up on me. Come on, you got it, don't you give up on me. Yeah, you got it, don't you give up on me. Yeah, okay, you got it, don't you give up on me. Yeah, I say you got it, don't you give up on me. No, don't you give up on me. Yeah, you better not give up on me. Yeah, you better not give up on me. You better not give up on me. Yeah, you better not give up on me. Yeah, you better not give up on me. No, don't you give up on me. Yeah, tell me you won't give up. Tell me you won't give up. I hope you won't give up. Yeah, yeah. Just say you won't give up. Yeah.
Love it. What do you
Appreciate
think?
It.
I was spending some time listening to your music, my friend. And that was way to go. Way to pull that
Appreciate
off.
Appreciate it.
Just like that.
Yeah, you know.
I just want to say, man, the music behind what you do, I got to tell you, is freaking amazing. I don't know how you find it, what you do, how you put that together. But, I listen to a lot of stuff in the genre. And there's a lot of stuff that doesn't have real good melodies and music behind it. But, man, you almost everything you
Appreciate
do
it,
is yeah. just amazing, musically speaking. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to it. So it's
when you put
I want to give you that high compliment, man. That's awesome.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
I mean, the words to the music, and then tell us about the videos. I've seen some of those, but what's the? Is it your manager here that's the artist behind it, or who does that?
I like to work with different videographers here. Okay. One of the ones that I love working with, one of the most, is Slapping Grits right here. My cameraman, I got him here today. Really, when I work with them, I just let them be creative. You know, I'm open to whatever. Really, I go based off the theme of the song, the feeling of the song, and I just let them go crazy with it. You know, it just all come together.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does. It's great.
I know the number one question people are going to ask if what they're shooting today goes, you know, worldwide, or they're gonna be like, who's the fat old white man sitting next to you?
That could be anyone.
Which one?
Yeah. Which one?
There's three of them.
Man. I know him.
No, they all cool guys. These my friends, man. We good.
So where are you performing? What's coming up?
Right now, I'm just getting ready to get this EP released, get this final release date going. I got a show July 6th at Stage 1 in Green Bay.
That's
July 6th. So next month, I'm getting ready for that as well. All right. And we're just going to keep going up from here, man.
Yeah, this is another break. When we come back, we want to hear another one, okay?
Sounds good.
Awesome. And I want to hear one of those ones you wrote, like, with your grandma in mind or okay. your family in mind and everything. Because okay. the it. Words to that are incredible.
Okay.
Gotcha. And the beat. All right. Back with Neil right after this.
Sounds good.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Very cool. Welcome back. Love the sound of this young man. Dennis, you've made it big in the business. You tell me how this kid's future, shouldn't say kid, this young man's future is going to pan out if he does it the right way.
I'm a never was. That's what I am. But just happy to be here. So, Neil, like you say, the future is yours, man. So you've got so many things going on right now. Dozens of videos.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
And, again, the music is amazing. So how many songs are going to be on the EP? Usually it's like four for an EP. But
yeah, I'm thinking about doing like five or six. Yeah. I might throw a bonus one on there for sure. And about one or two features for sure. Yep.
So mm-hmm. when the EP is dropped, so
when, say, how does it? I grew up in the EP era EP of
is,
LPs.
What's oh yeah, I'm EP? Sorry, guys. EP is like a mixtape, so like okay. a little mixtape, like a shorter version of an album.
Got they call it extended sure. play, yep. which is confusing. Mm-hmm. EPs for extended play, but yeah, it's sure. not long plays LP.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
That's what she said. So it was so. How is the music going to be available? Do you know what?
I'm going to release it all out. It's going to be all on all platforms. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. It's going to be on SoundCloud as well. SoundCloud okay. as well. But all, right, all platforms.
So how does a guy make money these days making music?
Because really,
we're all curious.
Yeah, putting it out on really, I say shows. That's why I started doing different shows like that. You got to network, and I swear, uh-huh. like strangers will make you rich. One day you will run into somebody that changed your whole life. So I just say networking. You got to, like I do, I stuff outside of music as well, like my clothing brand as well, like different, you know, different ways to, you know, because it ain't going to lie, take a lot of money into this. So it ain't easy making it. So you definitely going to have a steady income to, you know, make it to where you want to be for sure. So.
And you never know who's listening.
That's it. You never know who's listening.
We got to do our best here to, you know, to
absolutely do our part.
Neil the Blue Heart, I call him.
Yes, sir. So,
it's not easy making money these days, no. You know, because I see that people are still saying, well, CDs at live concerts are still where it's at to make money because it's an immediate, you know, it's tangible. It's something you can take with you from a show.
Sure.
I mean, because now it's all download this, download
yeah, it is.
That.
Yeah,
you
I feel
know,
like the bigger names in the industry, they able to get away with it a little bit better because, you know, they got their fan base already, so people don't mind going to buy a CD if they play it like that, you know. But definitely everything is with our phones now. Download this, mm-hmm. download that, you know.
You can't put a CD in your phone.
Yeah, definitely can't.
Well, what else are we going to hear?
I got this another track I performed at Juneteenth as well. It's called High and Lows. I released this one already. It's on YouTube as well. On my social media official, on my YouTube channel, Official Neo Music. So, I'm gonna perform it just without the beat. Just let y'all feel it, get a taste of what I'm saying. Ooh. You know, I say, my mind gone. I've been at my high and lows, but this the life I chose. I'm facing pain and can't complain because it's the life I chose. When I blow my brains, I feel insane and I've been at my lowest. I cry sometimes when I'm alone, but don't nobody know it. And most of the time I'm in my head, but I try not to show it. But even if I didn't hide it, you still wouldn't notice. And even if I didn't write it, I feel like a poet. I'm healing pain just with my words. I'm giving all my people hope. Lately, I've been feeling broke. Lately, I feel like a burden. People took me as a joke back when I ain't have a purpose. Nowadays, I'm on my own. Nowadays, I'm staying strong. I don't need a girl for nothing. I don't need no friends. And I don't need nobody in my face claiming they my mans. And I don't need nobody coming around messing up my plans. Nah, yeah, I don't need it. No, I don't need it. Yeah, but when your nights get cold and your tears run dry, I'm gonna be right there. You're gonna be just fine. When your nights get cold and your tears run dry, I'm gonna be right there. You're gonna be all right. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, for sure. Nice.
All right. And you wrote that.
Yeah, definitely. Straight from the heart. Yes, sir.
And how long does it take you to write?
Do you write? How long does it take to write? Do you have a place?
No, it really just anywhere, whenever I'm in a mood for it, really. I like writing in the car. I might just sit in the car, you know, just think, clear my head. Or I might just be in my room, just with the lights off in the dark and my headphones, just listening to a beat. But
I hope you're not texting it all out to yourself as you're driving.
No.
That was going to be my question.
I'd definitely be parked.
Don't write songs and drive.
No. I heard that's bad.
When I'm in the car, I mean parked. Definitely be parked.
So how do you go from words and thought to the music itself?
Everybody got their own different method on to how they create and stuff like that. But with me personally, I just feel like it all come natural. You know, if I'm going off of how I feel, then I just put my thoughts and just put them into a song. Like if I got a topic, I'm doing a song with somebody, and a certain topic is having fun, going to parties, then I know that's my theme. I can just create something around having fun and going to parties. So it's, you know, all on based on, you know, what the topic is.
So how do you physically go from thought to word? I mean, to the song. I mean, how do you keep it? Do you write it down?
I got it in my phone. Sometimes I might just go into the studio and I just record.
Kicking it new school.
Yeah, have all my tracks just saved already on the computer so I could just go back and listen to it. You know?
So how do you fix the music? I mean, how do you find that? Do you create it yourself?
No, I have an engineer. His name is Sturdy. I record downtown, actually.
Uh-huh.
He do all my music for me. Yeah.
Give him our compliments, man.
Dennis got to every time the young musician comes in.
Definitely the best in the city.
give him 60 seconds of advice.
60 seconds of advice?
Let's do it.
You're already on the great track as it is, man, because it's from the heart, you know? Mm-hmm. You always got to remember where you're coming from, and that's the grounding, you know? That's going to carry you all the way through, and you just got to want to, you know? And if you got the want to, he shows like he's got the want to, and that's going to carry you through, and but it's only a part of your life. You know, and as you were talking about before, you're talking about business, doing other things and whatnot too. You got to keep your head and your heart and other things, you know, and keep yourself busy from other aspects and whatnot. But this guy's growing. He's got a big future ahead. I saw 58 videos on your YouTube.
Yeah,
you know, that's amazing.
So
I mean. Jeepers. I mean, I don't know how
I'm
a guy
trying,
does that.
Man. I just need the right ears to hear me, man. We going up for sure.
Get you subscribers to Official Neo Music on YouTube and everywhere else. Where else can we get you again?
We got Instagram as well at Official_Neo0. I'll be posting all my music, all the information, upcoming events, all that's going to be on my Instagram, Official_Neo0.
Yeah, let us know. Get a hold of us too. We'll put the word out for you. I want to get some merch from you and you know, download your tunes if that's the way to do it these days.
I got some shirts here, so I'm gonna let you guys look at some shirts I got with me today too. So.
Nice.
That is awesome. Great to have you on board, my
Thank
friend.
You, man.
Great
I appreciate
to see
you for sure. You too. Yes, sir.
Great stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'll tell you what, you've gotten better just from, like, it's almost exactly a year ago we had you.
Right? Almost exactly. Yeah,
it's a big difference between then and now.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. For sure, man. I'm
Congratulations.
Definitely going. For sure. Appreciate
Keep it rocking.
You, man.
Remember the milestones, man. That's what keeps you grounded,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely. And you got to give kudos to this young man right here, Jim.
Yeah, shout out Ryan, man.
Him.
You know.
Ryan is really the guy that's helping you, you know,
kind of doing.
And you need somebody behind you to promote and get you organized and set up. And,
you know, they say teamwork, make the dream work.
Amen.
That's what we're doing. We're going to make this dream work. Let's do it.
Right.
And by the way, I want to say happy birthday
awesome.
To Ryan Rubel. We all had a good time with him. He's an unbelievable internet sensation from Eau Claire who comes to Green Bay.
And
so, hey, thank you very much for doing this. Dennis, always a pleasure having you in here,
buddy.
Thank you. Always
thank
a pleasure.
You. Great to see you. Happy anniversary, guys.
And I hope
thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for your gifts. And I hope to see you on the 3rd in Manitowoc.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, everybody. I will be off next week. You guys will have a great time. Hope you have a phenomenal weekend and a fantastic 4th.
See ya.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Marquette pollster Charles Franklin. Let's talk about the dead heat here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.